What's good, guys? This is Cadillac from Guys Night and Rashawn here. And today we're going to be talking about Dragon Ball Z Resurrection of F.
I have to say, this is a great movie. It's been a minute. Like, the last movie I saw was Battle of Gods. Battle of Gods was awesome. You can come in a little bit, talk about a little Battle of Gods. We never did a review for that. Okay, we can do, how about this? We do review for Battle of Gods, then we do review.
Okay. This all together?
Yeah, all together.
Okay.
All together.
So, Battle of Gods. You just saw it recently.
Yes.
I've been saw it. You too. Okay, what's your...
I loved it. It was great to see Dragon Ball Z all updated and everything. Right, even the part when we saw Frieza and Goku fight in that little flashback, it was really nice seeing it in updated animation. Sorry. I just loved the movie overall. It was nice that they brought a new way of powering up without going Super Saiyan 1, 2, 3. There was an actually different way to power up. I actually love that aspect and meeting the God of Destruction, Beerus, and Whis. Whis. I like Whis a lot. He's cool. I like him a lot more than Beerus. Beerus is a little bit annoying, but at the same time, he's cool.
Whis is stronger than Beerus.
I know. Yeah. Trust me, I didn't forget that. But I really love Battle of Gods. There was a great comedy aspect into it, but the action was just great. What do you guys think about it?
I enjoyed it, but I did not enjoy one of my favorite characters becoming, like, a fucking Ginyu Force. I'm talking about Vegeta, yes.
With the dancing?
Yeah, dancing. I was just like, oh, why you gotta make the badass fucking clown? Come on.
I'm waiting for you to see Resurrection F because it makes up for it.
It makes up for it Vegeta? Good, good.
The crowd was
Give me
cheering.
Some redemption for Vegeta. I was like... Granted, he wants to save his kids and family. I'm like, which makes him better dad than Goku? I still say it.
Heck, he went off when Bulma got hit.
Mm-hmm. But, like, don't... My Bulma!
Battle of Gods was a very good movie. I did not like the first half, though. Cause, like, it felt like a little bit too much of the old Dragon Ball Z. Like, too much, a little bit filler. I was like, I really want to see this fight.
No, you gotta keep talking about the
party. Yeah. But all that stuff, I'm like, I was like, no.
I like them. They were like my favorite villains in Dragon Ball.
Yeah, in Dragon Ball, yeah, they were good. But it's like, I really don't want y'all here. So.
They find it creepy though that like their kids again, and then the chick is hitting on Trunks.
After he got wished back to children and everything.
Yeah.
That was either way, like, oh, you got a second chance of life.
I don't want to spoil nothing for you. Can I say it? Or is it really spoiling?
It's not much
spoiling. Say it.
They're together.
In F1.
They're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
I guess it's okay.
Yeah, that's...
Mentally, you know she's fucking up.
Yeah, mentally.
She's
going
to grow up to be hot, so.
She has a chance again. Jewel of her body.
Good luck. I actually get to see a universe where GT doesn't exist.
Yes.
That is great. I did like when I
didn't like growing to the planet.
But everything happens because of Boo.
Yeah.
Just to buy more footage.
The Beerus Goku fight was awesome. I have to say. And just the ability of Goku actually absorbing the power of a god.
Right.
And
that's hilarious. And these other Saiyans.
No.
Yeah, that's how he took the make god.
No.
It's totally different in the second one.
It was like pure... It's totally different in the
That's why you see in the trailer he has blue hair.
Just a different
I saw Vegeta with blue hair.
That's why.
He found
it's
a different
god
way
mode.
To get to it.
Get to
level.
It? Okay.
Yeah, they kind of like...
I think they
needed help.
Right. But I think the way he gets to that point, we're going to see in Dragon Ball Super in the new Dragon Ball Z anime.
Even though like we have to wait till like maybe after like episode 10 because we've seen Battle of Gods and the only thing we've seen in Super is like the leading up to Battle of Gods. I'm like, come on!
I am happy that I found out that Dragon Ball Super will get at least 100 episodes.
Thank
that
God.
I'm happy about.
Good. Good.
So the episode count will be at 300.
So we get more 10 Goku.
Or maybe actually a Gohan that's not a pacifist?
Oh, the other Ginyu Squad dude. Oh, yeah.
Gohan,
I know, I'm waiting.
Great Saiyan, man.
I love all respect. He was cool as a teenager.
Yeah, Pan is born in the second Resurrection. Pan is born.
Of course Pan is going to be born.
No, Pan is born in Resurrection X.
Yeah, sure. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, it's about time. But, yeah.
Will she go Super Saiyan?
No.
Eventually, you never know.
I'll cut you in the movie.
Like, a GT, she didn't really do it.
She can probably.
She just want a glimpse.
I want a female Saiyan.
I do want a female Saiyan. That's what a lot of people want. But, no, it was like, we give her
the... Like, even, like, Pan's grandchild and GT went Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
And Goku and Vegeta's... One Super Saiyan, I'm like, come on.
Yeah, sure, that fucking Super Saiyan.
That moment when Vegeta found out that Trunks is Super Saiyan, like, okay.
That episode? Shit was funny.
Yeah. I was like, all right.
He's like, you mean Super Saiyan like this, dad? How the hell did y'all do it? It took me all my years of complaining and hard work.
It was hilarious. But, yeah.
Because of his mom.
When it's all Battle Gods, a little bit of
3.5
2. 3.5 2? 3.
3? 3? 3.
Okay, okay, okay. What's that, Cadillac?
You gave it a 3.5?
3.5.
Oh, what?
4. A 4. Yeah, we got 4.
Is it 4?
Alright, but you gave it a 3?
I gave it a 3 mostly because of this. It did the same shit that it did in the Majin Buu series, which I did not like. Where it was, we hype up this one character, and then it's just a waste of time. It doesn't even matter. It didn't matter. We wanted Super Saiyan God. We want Super Saiyan God. We get Super Saiyan God limited. And then it's just like, oh, I thought it was going to be the savior of the day.
Oh, like fusion and everything?
No, because like they did it with the fucking Z-Sword. Fucking Phil. Anything that I've noticed so far in Great DBZ, if it deals with the fucking Kais, it's going to be bullshit. It's going to be bullshit. Every time. Z-Sword.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to give them the rings to go fuse together. Nothing. Oh, you just got to fuse. I'm like, that's all you needed to do the first time. Fuck the earring, fuck the sword. And then, like, it's supposed to make Gohan's big-ass, like, hero moment. But it's like, nah, we're going to get
that. That really would have been some awkward stuff if Goku had fused with Gohan.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been some awkward moments in the background.
Dad, I feel you. Oh.
No, that would have been like...
I know all your memories.
I got to make love to my mom / wife.
That's gross. Yeah.
That would have happened. Or then...
I thought Oob was going to be here, but like... But
Oob
I think,
wasn't really reincarnated.
Her name, yeah. That's what was the issue.
So, anyway, so we got some time, like, well...
We have a couple of years.
And... Yeah. 10 years.
I'm just saying, like, those cars just waste of time. Like, as soon as they show up, it's like, I fucking hate you. Every time, I'm just like, that was the old car? The Grand Kai? What was it?
He's the original Supreme Kai. Yeah, like, Supreme old Kai. Supreme Kai, then you got Kibito Kai now. Even though Kibito Kai shouldn't really exist, but, oh well.
And I'm just like, oh, he's just sitting there. It's like, oh, a Power Brother is coming. Let me just come up with some cockamamie idea to save the day, and it doesn't matter either way. And I'm like, you're just a waste of my goddamn time. Like, every time I see you, it's a waste of fucking time. Take your old man ideas somewhere else, Grandpa. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, yeah, so what was average?
3.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I would say watch it. Watch that one. Really, I can't say watch or not watch it anymore because if you watch Super, you're gonna get Battle of Gods. If not, you're just gonna be waiting until Super gets up to Battle of Gods. And it's kind of really making me mad because I can't watch it.
You know how DBZ loves to drag out the fight scenes.
and the years of filler. Years of filler. That's a lot of filler.
The Namek was so many fillers.
Oh, man.
I enjoyed it.
I think only thing Dragon Ball Z Kai because they cut out almost all the filler.
That's what I was a purpose.
Yeah, they cut out all the filler.
But they left out all that. They changed the color there. That's all I watched it on was Toonami when I was a kid.
And they got rid of the Halo too. It was like balls. I was like, all right, whatever.
Mega Shenron gets fucking scared of birds.
Yeah, because he's a god.
That was the god that I was surprised about. Like, even Shenron.
Like, Barrett?
I think Shenron would be the like, right of Goku.
He didn't even give him the wish. Like, he had two wishes. He did one.
He wanted to get out of there.
He wanted to get the fuck out of there. He was like, yo, I've got
your other wish in like 4 months.
Bam, I'm out.
Now. But, yeah, so.
Shit, out of a damn wish.
So now we're going to get into Resurrection of F. You want to be here?
I'll take a step that way.
All right.
Take a step, I want to leave it.
I want to hear you. All right.
Say
let's
good.
Go talk to Maria. Peace out.
All right. So Resurrection of F. Now, how did you like the beginning?
Beginning? The very beginning, I had no idea what was going on. A bunch of us were wondering, are we watching the right movie? And then when the thing turns around the cocoon and you see it's Frieza, everybody started to laugh. I started to laugh. I thought that was kind of funny.
That
would be hell for Frieza. That really would be hell for Frieza.
But I have to say, fight sequences were great.
All right. Here's what I have to say about the fight scenes. They were good, but like I told my friends yesterday, I said to them, the CG was good, but with the CG when Goku and Frieza were fighting, I felt were unnecessary. They should have just stuck with animation. CG everywhere else was perfectly fine, but I felt like it cut away some of the tension when they use CG in certain parts of the fight with Goku versus Frieza.
That's where I differ. I actually like the CG how that was. I liked a little bit of the three-dimensional fighting a bit more. It's like it gave a little bit more pop in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been a minute. You really haven't seen a good DBZ movie in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you really haven't seen Goku and Frieza go at it, mm-hmm. Snap it.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm like, this works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the power scale and everything. Huh. But the only thing I had issues with, why did Frieza go to the next stage?
Maybe.
Like, cooler.
I thought the same thing. Yeah, maybe cooler. It's different for each ascended species.
They're ascended.
Yeah, but maybe, personally, maybe it depends on their training. Maybe it just depends on them themselves. Maybe they can choose how they look. Or maybe it just depends on their body or how they train. I thought the same thing.
Oh.
Why didn't he look like cooler?
I was waiting for that. I was like, gold? Frieza's a
laser plan? But still, either way, I think Frieza was stronger than cooler in his fourth form.
6 months, though, I was like, really?
That's another thing. It took Frieza only 6 months of training to achieve that form.
For a person who never trained before in
life. For a person that never really trained before in his life, he got 6 months training and he was able to bet. He was practically stronger than Goku even when this Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan form. I hate that long term.
Yeah, I'll say the animation did remind me of that the Bardock movie.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it made me feel like that movie, like, okay, I got to see Frieza ancestor in that movie, I got to see Bardock, he actually became the first ever Super Saiyan.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it gave me that same animation feel. Mm-hmm. Like, just the beginning of it. But it was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was
you giving Resurrection
give
F
a 4?
Okay.
I wanted to see Goku and Vegeta. Goku and Vegeta both actually get to a point where they're almost at the same level.
Right.
I'm like, even to a point where Goku had to tag in Vegeta, I'm like, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it's the one thing that Goku lacks. He does not keep his guard.
That's another thing. They mentioned Goku's weakness. Which I completely agree. He got cocky. Because even in Battle of Gods, when he met Beerus, he thought he was going to wipe the floor with Beerus, but Beerus wiped the floor with him. Goku got cocky. And he does let up his guard down when he gets cocky, and he's too soft.
Because was he like, that little kind of blast when he saw Goku? I'm like,
a lot of people were upset about that. That was a cheap way out. That was, but a lot of fans cheered when Vegeta was making Frieza his bitch. A lot of people cheered. I loved it. Like, we all know, but Vegeta's not gonna pull no punches with you.
I know, Frieza still gets the cop way out. I'm just short playing him like he always does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna lose him. Blow up everything.
Uh-huh. Where are you going? Okay.
But
Right.
Oh, it's alright, it doesn't matter. But I'd say, movie, good. What do you give it, Cadillac?
I gave it a 3.5.
3.5?
You gave it a 4.
So,
it's gonna be a 3.5.
Alright, I have to say, see Battle of Gods and see Resurrection
F. I got a couple things to say.
Oh, yeah, keep going.
Okay, so I was kinda disappointed with Gohan. Why I was disappointed with Gohan, my brother pointed this out. He said in Battle of Gods, Gohan was buff. Resurrection of F, Gohan got skinny. Not skinny, but he lost a lot of muscle. And on top of that, he wasn't keeping up with his martial arts. Which is okay, because I understand he has a family and everything. But he said, I could probably go Super Saiyan. What do you mean, probably?
He's a pacifist now.
I get that, but going Super Saiyan should be second nature to him by now.
Heck, it was second nature to Goten. I'm like, Jesus, like, Goten could turn on and off. Like, that's the one thing I do like about Goten. Like, he had potential to make him just as good as himself. Because he never had no issues with Super Saiyan. Like, he became Super Saiyan immediately. He's like, bang, Super Saiyan. Never no struggle or nothing.
Right.
Yeah, something that gradually over time, their family, Goku's family, Vegeta's family, they got
me. Now, what do you think about Krillin's new line of work?
Heck, he's already basically top for everything else. Like, they're Protectors of the Galaxy.
Well, yeah. And speaking of Protectors of the Galaxy, the Galactic Police, I think doing this kind of makes the DBZ world a little bit bigger. And then at the same time, you find out Bulma has a sister, which has never been mentioned before. We always thought that Bulma was a single child. I was surprised that Bulma had a sister who's out in space somewhere. I was very shocked.
I'm hoping
we get to see her in Super.
I'm not that surprised, because it's the Braves, and like, they're the fucking quirkiest people in the world. Heck, they could have like 6 children out there. I'm sticking
around. But other than that, if you're a DBZ fan, I highly recommend you see, if you haven't even seen both of them, see them both. I guarantee you, as a fan, you will love and appreciate what Akira Toriyama has given us.
It's been a minute, and I'm glad he's actually back, and this works, and he does great stuff. So, I have high hopes for Super. I'm actually happy this movie actually did like 3 million already.
Right, yeah.
And it's only been a week.
Really?
Yeah, like...
Wow.
That's
a good thing. That shows alone that's way better than...
$5 million budget, too.
That just shows us way better than what Fox gave us with Evolution, which is a piece of crap. This is how Dragon Ball Z should be. I'm not even happy finding out that they're trying to do a live-action Naruto franchise.
I don't mind them doing a live-action Naruto franchise.
Everybody's afraid it's going to be another Evolution. That's what I'm afraid of. I don't want this. And they need to pick the characters right, and they need to put, or even a Last Airbender. We don't need another mishap like this. If they even do this, you need to make sure they even pronounce the names correctly.
Whoa, Attack on Titan looks good.
Oh yes, I'm definitely going to see Attack on Titan.
Yeah, that live action actually is good. So I'm like, if they can do a live action Attack on Titan, they can actually do it.
Well, you know, Attack on Titan came from Japan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, if you're going to do a live-action Naruto, if Japan actually take a charge of this, get it done. I give the movie much
to you. Oh, yeah. It is only here for, like, what? Couple more days? Today is August 6th. Alright, so you have till Saturday to watch this movie. If not, you'll probably catch it somewhere on the internet. But if you're a DBZ fan, please watch these movies. They're really good. And if you guys even haven't watched Dragon Ball Super, it's a new Dragon Ball Z anime that came out. Just go watch that, because it's really good. Akira Toriyama also is behind that show as well, and it is going to have at least 100 episodes in it. But yeah, right now they're only 4 episodes in, so you have plenty of time to catch up.
Yeah, if you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, Dragon Ball fan, anything Toriyama has really done, you're going to enjoy this series, you're going to enjoy these movies, and hopefully more to come.
Yes, hopefully more to come. Well, with that, this has been Cadillac
and Rashawn.
And you know, we do what we do for the sake of the podcast. Till next time, we're out.
We're out. I'm in there.